Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon.
Hobo.
Live from the TireRack.com studios. It is a live drop Friday here on the show.
Big ball is chicken.
Live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. Unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection. Over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Big ball is barbecue.
Well, not the drops I thought we'd start with, but okay, it is a lot. Anything can go, anything goes on Live Drop Friday.
Today's Friday.
Anything,
well,
anything
it's
goes.
A festive St. Patrick's Day on a Friday, so odds are there's some assless chaps out there.
Well, no, we bleep that out, Frostbur. I don't think you can say that. I think we have to dump that. I don't know if you can say that. We dump
that escalated quickly.
Yeah, boy, right away.
That's like being in the Purdue Boilermakers locker room right there.
Oh, man. See, this is what happens on Live Drop Friday. People just get really excited really quick and something like that happens. That's what but I get it. I get it. The Lakers are back. I understand. Everybody's excited.
Are they really back?
No, I'm just
we'll find
just,
out a little later, right?
I'm just yeah, we will.
Harmon, really, you got to ask the question. Of course they're back.
I'm just saying that so Frostburg makes sure he gets the drops right. We don't have to dump our producer again.
Wait, we had to bleep that?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I think so. No, I think
not
so.
Not on St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, there's different rules on St. Patrick's Day.
Well, it's like dispensation. If you're Catholic, normally you have to give up, you know, you don't eat meat on a Friday in Lent, which is why they always add the Filet-O-Fish. But because it's St. Patrick's Day, they gave dispensation so you can go eat your corned beef and cabbage.
Maybe I was talking about Irish meatballs.
Okay, right. Sure.
I don't know that that's a thing, but that's good.
It is.
Well,
now.
they make meatballs in Ireland. Come on,
everybody makes meatballs.
You know they do. Come on.
If there's
is it really a meatball?
Who knows about meatballs? It's Jason.
Yeah. I know lots about you. Kidding. I had meatballs yesterday. As a matter of fact,
of course you did.
Yeah, of course I did.
Was it part of a sandwich?
No, it was actually appetizer. It was a meatball appetizer with ricotta cheese on it. Oh, it was so good. It was so exciting. Oh my goodness.
One of the most polarizing of cheeses.
Yeah, it is. Ricotta is a very polarizing cheese, but if you put it in the right things, it's fantastic. Trust me on it. Trust me. Today is Happy St. Patrick's Day. It is a crazy-ass day. It's my wife's anniversary, so it's very strange that our anniversary is on St. Patrick's.
Can I sing it like it's the Flintstones? Oh, happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Pam's not a Purdue fan, is she?
No. Well, Pam is a Big Ten fan, but she is not unhappy with what happened to Purdue just a few moments ago. Hey, we had 2-15 upsets. We got 3-14 upsets. What are the odds we're going to see a 1-16 upset again? We just saw one 4 years ago. Maryland, Baltimore County, their Twitter account's been lonely and deactivated since they pulled the big upset over Virginia. We're not going to see a 1-16 update, are we? Well, then this happened.
Tom Moore.
Overshoots everyone. Scooped up by Roberts, and that'll do it. The Knights have slain the Dragon for the second time in NCAA tournament history. A 16 has beaten a 1, and the FDU Knights are that 16, knocking off number 1 in the East, Purdue, 63-58.
Kevin Coolinger, Westwood One on the call, and I throw a flag on Alex Teichert, who on Live Drop Friday decided to try to start with the butt fumble, but then remembered, I can't do that. It's Live Drop Friday, and then you played the highlight, AT. That is a lot of maturity out of you. I'm digging that tonight.
I'm growing.
I like that. I like that.
I guess that's why they call it growing pains.
Every day, be a better man.
Sure. Ed, TJ, show me that smile again with the growing pains, TJ.
I hope they're all dead.
Wow.
I would say the best meme that came out of this game was, this is the best day for a Dickinson since he fought for the cowbell.
Oh, it's a great day. And TJ, this game, fairly ridiculous from Purdue's perspective, TJ.
Hey, guys, in Purdue's locker room, instead of the sign at the top of the door that says believe, I think it just says Brooks was here.
Well, they did have a giant whiteboard that had a giant, fist and forearm-shaped hole in it.
TJ, Dickinson took Purdue to the Iron Maiden this afternoon in the NCAA tournament, TJ.
Iron Maiden all night long on a Friday. Forget the Irish fans.
And TJ, clearly Purdue hiring the wrong painter to make their house look the best, TJ. Okay.
Nicely done. Remember, they were once number one in the land, interviewed, and you brought it up, and then they lost their next game.
This is what I think of when I think of Purdue losing. And we'll get to the big nuts and bolts of this game in a second, because this showed you something that might wind up being the next big thing all across college basketball. But we interviewed Matt Painter last year, right? Not this season, but last season. And we interviewed him the week Purdue was going to ascend to number one.
Yeah.
And he was a great guest, and we had fun with him. And he said, oh, yeah, you know, I said, hey, you have this big speaking engagement coming up like in the middle of the tournament. Are you going to postpone that? And he was a great guest, right? We're going to get to number one. It was all exciting for Purdue. Purdue gets to number one. What's happened since then? They lost their next game to fall out of the number one ranking. They lost to a 15 seed in the tournament last year. And now they lost to a 16 seed this year in the tournament to Fairleigh Dickinson.
So
I feel like everything was great. Everything was great for Matt Painter. Then we interviewed him, and things have gone downhill ever since. Like you can trace it back to that day for Matt Painter. He was fun. He was on with us. It was great. We're number one. And then look what happened. I feel like we're responsible.
Was it Mike Woodson we had talked to the week before, and they were having
screwed
a good
Mike
run,
Woodson
and
too.
Then he,
oh, yeah,
and
yeah,
they
yeah,
went
yeah,
into
yeah.
a tailspin.
Yeah,
and so
yeah.
that's what you reference with Painter at the end yeah. of the interview.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, we talked. I remember bringing it up with him. Yeah, you know, we talked to Mike Woodson in Indiana, and when he goes, what did he say? Like, I'll take my chances, or I feel good about it. And look what happened.
Something
I feel
that.
Awful.
Yeah,
it's our fault.
He didn't like your Nick snarkiness either.
No, well, Mike Woodson.
Now they all hate you.
Mike Woodson liked the Nick snarkiness we brought up because he
sure?
was the coach there. Oh, yeah, he was great.
I thought remember he didn't like it.
No, remember we talked about with the Knicks, and he said, yeah, I talked to Melo the other night. Yeah, Melo's great. The Knicks, no, he was great. But now, he lost. And now the same thing going on with Purdue. They just, I feel like the headline should be Fairleigh Dickinson / Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon eliminate Purdue in 116 shocker. That should be the headline.
You want to get your opponent, your rival in your conference to lose their next game, come in and pretend and get the number of the coach and have us call them. Call the opponents. Hey, good to have you on, coach.
Oh,
we just doomed you.
Wait, what show am I on? No, I'm not on that show. Put me on it. Oh, no. Like, you really got me now. Oh, no. And David Lee Roth is going, no, I'm on that show that just kills people's careers. You know what was fun about watching this game? And it was you see the two different styles that are on display. And here's, you know, Purdue's bigs. They have, you know, Big Ten, all Big Ten player of the year. And here's Fairleigh Dickinson, whose roster averages 6'1". It's like watching five Hamburglers out on the floor against Purdue. But watching their small ball, how relentless they were. They swarmed the paint. They were able to get in the paint to score because they were so small and so fast. Yes, you see this style a lot in college basketball, but you don't really see it to the extent of this. I mean, Fairleigh Dickinson didn't even win their conference tournament. I mean, they didn't win their conference tournament, and then they're in here, and they pull this upset. But you see this style, and it's one of those eye-opening, hey, if we go really, really small, we can just cause all kinds of problems for teams with talented bigs, because the NCAA tournament is about guard play after all. Even though you're watching bigs have big games, you can still wind up winning. And this wasn't like we needed a last gasp three to, you know, from half court to win this. This was we're holding on to win at the end of the game. And for Fairleigh Dickinson to do this, you know, you put all those you know, they play a three guard offense most of the game, and they were able to get to the rack and cause havoc in the paint, even though they didn't shoot particularly well. They stopped Purdue from shooting well in the paint. When you think they have all these advantages, this is just a shocker to show you, yeah, when you come in with a certain style, it can work. And as much as you've seen teams use it now, hey, you know, we play small ball. Now it's like, hey, we can really recruit small ball even more than we thought and play it even more like this, because look at what we just did to a number one seed.
Yeah, you look at Zach Edey had his way, except quick hands in the paint. We'll get to that in a second. But your average height on the roster is 6'1". So ponder that for a moment. 6'1", average height. And the old adage of speed kills really comes into play, because you saw swarming into the lane, cutting off passing lanes, quick hands with Edey, and then you have to decide how much you call the slap foul versus, all right, agitated, gnat-like product that eventually gets the ball jarred loose, which happened to Edey a few times. They caused 16 turnovers on the night. That's the huge number here. 15 points off turnovers, and also still, even with the decided size advantage, still had 24 points in the paint. So they still attacked. They still were aggressive and pushed the pace. And then it was, can you hold on down the stretch? And Purdue never got a chance to extend, right, and play bully ball up by 3-4 baskets. Never got into that territory. So a good job from the New Jersey school, because you got to have the private New Jersey school. You got to give all of the background, because people are going, where's Fairleigh Dickinson? And so there's your little check. After financial aid, the cost of attendance is about $12,000, guys. So you got that going for you as well. But, yeah, this is one of those, if you're in a place where recruiting might be an issue, go find your athletes and just work to speed. because they didn't shoot particularly well. There was a lot of things that didn't quite, you know, pop off the stat page, much like the upsets yesterday, right? We went through some of the shooting percentages and some of those things. Not exactly aesthetically pleasing, but it doesn't matter as long as when the horn sounds, you can cash in on your prediction of two nights ago as the coach of Fairleigh Dickinson did, saying, you know, the more I watch these guys, the more I think we can beat Purdue. Yeah. It's one of the great videos ever. It's like, whoa, all right then.
Yeah, they're going to make a movie out of this. Fairleigh Dickinson, what is that?
Well, really? Lasso's going to end, really? So you got to have something.
Tell Allen, Purdue sucks.
That is true.
Oh, man. Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike gets swollen dome. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon, live from the TireRack.com studios. Fairleigh Dickinson, another 16-1 upset.
Hey,
coming
Jason.
Up next. Yeah, what do you got?
Before you tease ahead, how far did you have them going in your tournament?
Purdue, I think I had them going to like the Elite Eight. I didn't have my five. They weren't in my Final Four, so I'm okay. Now I'm feeling like I'm back in it. Hey, I lost Arizona, who was in my championship game, but everybody else lost Purdue. I didn't have them going all the way. So I feel like I'm back in it now. Like, the door's open for me. The door's back open.
What's more broke, Jason's bracket or Diaz's leg?
Oh, wow. Frostburg,
it's broke. It's broke. It's broke. It's broke. It's broke.
You know? Yeah, Live Drop Friday. I forgot about that.
Yeah. No, I got a song that'll come into our world as we progress on the
Do
show
to
kind of tell you everything you need to know about the Diaz situation, because a big tour kicks off tonight and it might be part of the playlist.
Is it called Jump by Van Halen? Too soon?
Well, it's We Can't Have Nice Things by Taylor Swift.
Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike gets swollen dome. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Coming up next, we are going to get into a very deep and needful conversation about big upsets in the NCAA tournament. Something that it's a conversation that needs to be had, and it's going to make you think differently when you see 15-2, even 16-1 upsets. Keep it right here. That's next. Jason and Mike for the TireRack.com studios. At the end of your first year, Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you've earned. That's right. Everything you earned doubled. Seriously. See terms and check it out for yourself at discover.com/match. That's next, live from the TireRack.com studios here on a Live Drop Friday. I hate that song.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
He's an ass man.
At the end of your first year, Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you've earned. That's right. Everything you earned doubled. Seriously. See terms and check it out for yourself at discover.com/match. One thing we found out, Purdue's whiteboard did not survive the upset to Fairleigh Dickinson. It looks like John Wick came and blew a hole through the whiteboard after their loss to Fairleigh Dickinson.
Are we sure it wasn't the mascot's hammer?
Ooh, man.
Here's the thing, though. Two Big Ten teams, we had destruction of property. At least Tom Izzo's, after it was done, becomes a piece of cool memorabilia that helps spark them to a win. This one goes to the factory of sadness.
Man, I'll tell you, this was a shocking moment with Fairleigh Dickinson knocking off Purdue. We had a 16 beat a 1, and we just saw it 5 years ago when Maryland Baltimore County beat Virginia, and the UMB. We had the UMBC Twitter guy on, right?
Yeah,
the guy
who
was in charge of the Twitter account. He was so excited to come on the air and talk about it. It was fantastic. But I want to ask let's have a serious conversation here about the upset.
Matt Painter's getting fired.
The 16.
Oh, no. Sorry.
Oh, boy. I'll tell you, I feel bad for Matt Painter. I mean, come on, man. He's lost the tournament now to a 14, a 15, and a 16 seed.
So why do you feel bad for him?
The guy stinks.
Is it like cover-all bingo?
No, we can't.
He's got the hard ones out of the way. This is like hitting a triple on your first at bat.
Jason,
I got the hard one out of the way now.
The guy has one job.
We got to lose to a 2. We got to lose to a 3. We got to lose to a 4. Yeah, this is going to work out.
Three years in a row.
No, but I feel for – I mean, come on, man. The guy – I mean, 14, 15, 16. I mean, come on. That's ridiculous.
That's called not doing your job.
No. I mean, these are games. I don't care if you got mismatches and weirdness that goes on. Somehow you got to find a way to at least succeed and proceed.
Well, let me finish. I feel bad because – well, you guys want a job. I feel bad because he was on the show last year. And, you know, anybody that comes on the show, I feel very proprietary towards. So the fact that he lost, I kind of feel bad for the guy because maybe, you know, things have gone downhill for him after he came on the show with us. We kind of talked about it. Yeah, I mean, they ascended to number one. He did an interview with us. They lost the next game. They lost to Rutgers the next game, and now they lost to
We should stop having people on.
Well, do you really think any college basketball coaches are going to come on?
To be fair, we don't really go outside of the family terribly often.
Not even Boeheim's going to come on, and he's retired.
Nah, he hates you.
He won't come on with us. But
I attacked him pretty good. I mean, he's probably trying to get one of his lackeys to get me fired.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, if you worked for the same company that he worked for, he could maybe do it. But you don't, so you're kind of
lucky. My man, Coach Boeheim called me my man.
But let me... I'll tell you, your guy doesn't like you. But let's have a different kind of conversation about this second, because moments like this in the tournament, it's what everybody lives for, right? We see the big upsets, you know, a 2-15 like we had yesterday with Princeton pulling the upset over Arizona, and now today Purdue goes down to Fairleigh Dickinson, a 16-1 upset. These are always going to be incredible moments. This is what the NCAA tournament's about. right? This is what it is. But was I really shocked? Was I really as shocked as I used to be when big upsets happen? No, because we've seen them now. And I don't know that you can even say upsets are what they used to be in the NCAA tournament, right? I'm not saying they're bad. I'm just saying the reaction when you heard a 16 beat a 1. If you would have heard that, 5, 10 years, it was, wow, are you kidding? What happened? But this time, the reaction, I mean, and again, maybe it's just me, but I got a feeling the reaction's more of, wow, another 16 beat a 1, okay. It's we've seen so many upsets, and now it's because it's really hard to draw the line. Because now when you get a 6-11, is that really an upset? Is a 5-12 really an upset? We see 5-12 upsets all the time. We see 5-12 games where it's a 2-point spread. So it's almost like the only upsets you really see are 1, 2, 3s, and 4s. Once you get outside of that, well, this big upset. No, 6-11 is not a big upset. It's kind of teams that are very, very close to each other. So, in fact, the last couple of years, more 11s have won games than 6s in the last 5 years. So I kind of feel like the upset, the shock factor of it has really worn off to, I don't know that we're ever really going to feel that way like we used to, watching this like, oh my God, I'm biting my nails so much. It's an unbelievable, and look at the shock waves that this is reverberating through college basketball. Like, Arizona lost yesterday, and we've moved on, right? We're on to the next thing, and we're on to here's an upset loss by Purdue, and then tomorrow we'll be on to the next thing. The lasting factor, the resonance of upsets in the NCAA tournament isn't nearly what it used to be. And I think you're going to see the reaction to this is exactly like I said. 5 years ago, it was, wow, oh my God. And this year, it's, oh, another one got. Okay. And that's a big thing. That's a big way, a big evolution of the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, money line, I think, was 21-1. Plus 2,100 on this one. And I know the spread was 23.5 for this game. Your 5-12 seed, I remember doing this bracket breakdown because I used to do it for .com back in the day, and the proliferation and going through the different matchups and what your history had been. And you look at 5-12s, right now the 12s have they win about a third of the games, a little more than a third of those contests. So not out of the ordinary. These are still momentarily shocking. And for Purdue, since we now go through Painter's pedigree in the history of the program, that now it becomes this is a systemic issue. Great regular season, change of style, change of, the one time, one punch that you got to take, as opposed to grinding out a full campaign of not necessarily like-minded building within a conference, but familiarity. And here you've got a smaller squad, speedy squad, that even though your 7-4 guy went nuts, he couldn't hit a shot, and you never were able to sink into a zone or anything to force the issue and force Fairleigh Dickinson to make shot. As we said, 24 points in the paint. And so we see this each year, and part of it may be the disbursement of talent, whether you blame NIL like the older coaches have as they've gone out the door and whined about it, or the one-and-dones and trying to recalibrate and reset your teams year after year, the transfer portal, all these different rules and permutations to the equation, as opposed to, all right, we're now going after it with a senior-laden team. You start pointing to, all right, we got two guards that have been in the program for at least 2 years, and all of those things that we used to do with the check boxes, they're not necessarily there anymore. And we've talked about it, the lamentation for you and I, Jason, and kind of an acknowledgement of how long we've been in the game and, well, in the game of life, by all these coaches now walking away, all those familiar faces, the ambassadors of the game, the stalwarts, the mainstays, the guys that each and every year, it's like, all right, where are they in the tournament? Oh, they didn't make it? What happened? Well, now it's, all right, they retired or got fired or forced out or whatever happened to Boeheim, or, when we looked at Wright walking away, Krzyzewski older but then walks away. Duke's still rolling along, and now in their bracket they've got a really big chance and opportunity here. But the seamless transition there versus so many others that have been tossed into chaos. It's just the sport itself has fundamentally changed so much. And really, we're at a point in our lives, I think many of us, that nothing surprises us on or off the court anymore.
Yeah, I mean, the numbers are always going to be there. Here's a game where so-and-so is favored by 20 points, and here's what the money line is on it. That's always going to happen. There's always going to get that. But the overall, the landing, how are these games, how do these upsets land? We just don't feel that way anymore. We're still excited. It's an exciting moment. And it's an exciting thing to watch and watch it unfold. But whereas how many, and I ask you for this way, how many of these upset moments from the past 5 years do you think we're going to see in the next 15, 20 years on TV? Every time you see a big March Madness, here's a big upset shot. How many can you remember? Hardly any, right? But you remember the big Ali Farouk Monesh upsets. You remember Bryce Drew, right? You remember all the big ones when it was still a shocking thing. And so all of those NCAA tournaments, which are now like 20, 25 years old, like, you know, you want to see Scott Drew. Scott Drew is 87 years old now. I mean, a guy could barely win. But you see all these big famous upsets. Yeah, these are all burned into your brain. Tate George, and that happened in the 1980s. You know, I mean, you see so many of these things. James Forrest beating USC and Harold Miner. All these famous shots that we've seen that we're used to getting. And now it's well, how many of the last? Well, there was the, you're going to remember that three from that we got from print? We remember these shots? I don't know that we are, because we're so used to them now and there's so many of them that it's really hard to quantify just what an upset is in the tournament anymore. So now if you're saying an upset is only 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah.
Okay. And then we're still seeing a lot of those, right? Every year we're still, it's not like 1, 2, 3, 4s are making it all the way through and the other upsets. I mean, you're still seeing every year 2s and 3s and 4, and now a 1, 2s and 3s and 4s getting knocked out fairly regularly on their way to the Elite Eight when you start getting knocked out.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think that's the other part, is we've kind of shifted, and it's something we've seen the lamentation of guys like Damian Lillard and others talking about ring culture, championship culture, etc., that we push aside a lot of this stuff. In the moment, it's like, oh, wow, and we talk about it. It gets the 24-hour news cycle, and we go on, because does it materially affect who someone else still wins the tournament, right? Another 1 seed, another 2 seed is still playing in the final, or maybe multiple, right? Usually teams seeded fourth or better, and then you got what usually constitute 3 of the 4 slots, and then maybe you got a team that's a little bit of an outlier, or maybe one that's taken a truly the classic term Cinderella run. But I think part of it is we only pay attention to who wins, except in your individual conferences, because of the expectation and the scoreboard watching that happens there, which is why, as the resident Big Ten apologist of the network, I'll have to wear Purdue's loss. Thanks, Matt Painter.
But that's not on you. No, that's not on you, man. You had nothing to do with that.
I would have matched up size-wise with these guys a little bit, though.
No,
yeah, you're going to be wearing Northwestern's loss tomorrow. It's okay, Mike.
No, yeah.
You don't listen to wear you. This one.
Do we have to do this again?
You don't have to wear this
about
one, dude.
Schools and all that other fun stuff.
We won't have to do it after tomorrow. After you play UCLA tomorrow, we won't have to do it then. So we can do it now.
All I can say is I really lament, and I actually said this to Madeline today. Normally, like if Syracuse would have beaten someone yesterday, we would have done 2.5 hours of the 4 on it. I got all of about 3 minutes.
Well, that's on you.
No, I mean, I tried to do better and do a better service to the nation. And really, I should have made it about me. And so I regret that, because in my life, I go for the pass instead of trying to play hero ball. And I did it yesterday. And you know what? I regretted it. Go Cats.
Yeah. No, it's okay, because you know what? Because you'll never have that opportunity again, because it's never going to be knocking on your door again. That's how it's going to go.
He's probably right.
Never going to happen. Never going to happen.
You know what? When everybody's saying, you know, looking for a better man, right here, this guy. Served America greatly last
night.
Well,
there's also the fact that Syracuse and Jim Boeheim are a little bit bigger story nationally than Northwestern.
Not really.
Well, who's still playing tomorrow?
Yeah. No, that's true. No, they won yesterday. That's great. But Boeheim and
Syracuse, even historically, I mean, there's a lot of early exits that you trumpeted wasted on Thursday nights.
Even historically. Oh, so you want to really lose this argument by going back to an NCAA championship and 5 Final Fours and I don't know how many Big East titles.
No. 15, but in the 10 18, years 20, we've been on the air together, 20? Not a lot of those, pal.
Two Final Fours in the 10 years we've been on the air together, pal. Two Final Fours.
Yeah, it means 8 years of wasted time.
Two Final Four. Oh, so now you're just moving the goalposts. I'm just going to move the goalposts on this. I'm going to move the goalposts. I'm moving the goalposts somehow. And here I was going to get Julia Louis-Dreyfus on the show for
and
you.
A lot of Jets talk for no reason. I mean, let's keep going.
I was going to get Julia Louis-Dreyfus on, but now forget.
You weren't going to tell her not to come on.
Nope, she was coming on. Now she's not. Now she's done. She's done. I had David Schwimmer ready to come on, too. Now he's not coming on either.
I don't claim him.
No, doesn't matter. I had people.
Ravel was going to come on?
Great. Sure. I was going to get him and Greeny and Wilbon and guys that'll tell you where they're from at every chance.
Darren Ravel.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the craziest surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
He's nuts!
It's a live drop Friday. At the end of your first year, Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you've earned. That's right, everything you earn doubled. Seriously, see terms, check it out for yourself at discover.com/match. We will have more NCAA tournament coming up in a few minutes, but a big NFL story today as the Dallas Cowboys have made a decision at quarterback. Cooper Rush is returning.
Cooper!
TJ, it is once again rush hour
for the Cowboys. Yeah. And already I saw today the Dak is on notice crowd, and Dak's going to lose his job. And if Dak sucks again, it's going to be Cooper Rush. And I'm like, oh, my God, people are just insane, okay? Cooper Rush is a – this move is – I'll tell you all about this move and then what to really be concerned about. This is a face value move. This is not we're sending a message to Dak Prescott. This is not we have a guy in case you suck. No, no. This was, hey, we got lucky – because we found a quarterback that fits with what we do, fits with our offensive philosophy, we were able to win games. He didn't set the world on fire, but he didn't make mistakes. He got the ball down the field enough, and we won. And we bridged the time that Dak Prescott was out. That's all this is. We are fortunate enough now. The Cowboys are very lucky. They have one of the best 1-2 quarterback rooms in all of the league. Because you have a pretty good starter, overrated, but he's still pretty good. And then you have a guy under that's a good back if he has to come in and play. This is a face value move. Now the big thing, and this is where we get into Dak being replaced, it's see if the Cowboys take a quarterback in the first three rounds of the draft. That's going to be the moment where you know now Dak Prescott's on notice. Because something happened with how the team viewed Dak Prescott, his standing in the organization after the 49ers game. It was like a switch flipped. Just like what's-her-name in The Natural when she looked from the Whammer to Roy Hobbs. Okay, I was going to go get you. Now I'm going to go get this guy. Something just flipped. And you have seen a different approach and an attitude toward Dak Prescott since those turnovers against the 49ers. They draft a guy in the first three rounds. This is, all right, Dak, this is you being on notice because we made it work with you a bunch of years ago being a lower-round draft choice at quarterback, and here's a guy we like that we could go get. First three rounds at quarterback, that's what to look for Dak.
Yeah, I mean, the Cooper Rush deal is go see if you can find another deal. Guess what? Not a huge market for Cooper Rush. Hey, come on back. 2 years, $5 million plus a 1.25 signing bonus. I think that's actually included with incentives, he can get to $6 million. That's nothing. That's a pittance. So when you already have your pot committed to Dak, and this is where it gets interesting, right? He's got a potential out after this upcoming season. And for this year, the dead cap was $89 million. Next year, still $61 million. But the potential, when you look at his contract overall, maybe it's something that's tradable, movable, etc. But, yeah, that time of him being the unquestioned future of the franchise, that's gone. And last year, roster had some issues. We talk about the departure of Zeke Elliott and the over-reliance on him because of the bloated contract, and I use that specifically, still, you know, ripped comparison to every man like me. But when we look at the roster, right, they had limited depth and quality depth at wide receiver. It was a big deal that Noah Brown got released the other day and let go. And it's like, whoa, Noah Brown, he was one of their top receivers. Like, that's the point. They didn't really have guys. Gallup coming back off injury didn't work. And now they're in the market for Odell or whoever else shows up. So you put the talent around and he's a year removed from the injury. This is the put up or shut up year for him, particularly as you chase Philly.
Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike gets swollen dome. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Coming up next, are we about to have a big coaching change in college basketball after today? That's next in the TireRack.com studios. Jason and Mike, Fox.
Threw him a big fat one.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.